こんにちは、ジャパニーズポット101です。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Hi everyone, welcome to Absolute Beginner Season 1, Lesson 21. Do you eat sushi in Japan?
Jessie です。
Jessie here.
こんにちは、Naomiです。
Hi everyone, Naomi here.
Thanks for joining us for our Absolute Beginner series. In the last lesson, we learned how to talk about animate objects using imasu. And in this lesson, we're going to learn how to use verbs and make sentences that talk about actions.
Jessie, what's going on in this conversation?
Kaori, Masato, and Taylor are talking to and about Sarah.
Okay, let's listen to the conversation.
Ah, Sara-chan, お腹が空きましたか? Taylor-san, Sara-chan はバナナを食べますか?
はい、食べます。Sara はバナナが大好きです。
そうですか。はい、サラちゃん、どうぞ。
テイラーさん、マトリーはバナナを食べますか?
Let's listen to the conversation again slowly.
あ、サラちゃん、お腹が空きましたか? テイラーさん、サラちゃんはバナナを食べますか?
はい、食べます。サラはバナナが大好きです。
そうですか。はい、サラちゃん、どうぞ。
テイラーさん、マトリーはバナナを食べますか?
Now, let's listen to it with the translation.
あ、サラちゃん、お腹が空きましたか?
Oh, Sarah, are you hungry?
テイラーさん、サラちゃんはバナナを食べますか?
Taylor, does Sarah eat bananas?
はい、食べます。
Yes, she does.
サラはバナナが大好きです。
Sarah loves bananas.
そうですか。
Oh, really?
はい、サラちゃん、どうぞ。
Okay, Sarah, here you go.
テイラーさん、マトリーはバナナを食べますか?
Taylor, does Muttley eat bananas?Okay, so we just had a listen to the conversation, and Naomi, we heard a lot of things we learned in previous lessons.
Yes, we did.
Phrases like,
お腹がすきました。
I'm hungry, and?
A が大好きです。
I love A. Hopefully after listening to the previous lessons, you were able to catch these.
This time, we also had something new though.
Yes, verbs, right?
Right.This is the first time we had an action verb in the dialogue.
And that action verb is actually our first vocab word. Naomi, can you tell us what it is?
食べます。
食べます。The verb meaning to eat.
食べます。
You'll notice that it ends in ます。Here's a little tip. All verbs end in ます in polite speech. For example, the polite verb for to go is
行きます。
The polite verb for to see is
見ます。
Notice how they all end in mas? This is a good point to remember. So can we hear the verb one more time?
食べます。
We'll go over this verb and how it's used more in the lesson focus. What's next?
Next, we have a phrase. そうですか?
Really? Or is that so?
Do you remember そうです that we first learned in lesson 9?
そうです means yes or that's right. In そうですか?We've just added a か at the end to make it a question.
そうですか。
そうですか。Really? Is that so? So, when Taylor told Kaori that Sarah loves bananas, Kaori said,
そうですか。
Oh, really? This そうですか is really useful in conversation.
I agree. It's used a lot.
If someone tells you something you didn't know or something of interest, you can respond with そうですか. Okay, let's move on to the lesson focus. In this lesson, you'll learn how to use verbs in a sentence.
Yes, this is our first time using action verbs in this series.
Once you learn some verbs and how to use them, you'll be able to say so many new things.
Definitely. Verbs are essential in any language.
Okay, so just to refresh everyone's memory and make sure we're all on the same page, verbs are words that describe actions. Examples in English would be run, walk, speak, eat, read, etc.
So sentences like, I eat breakfast.
I went to school.
I'm going to study.
All contain verbs. We're just going to practice with one verb in Japanese in this lesson. We went over it earlier.
Yes, the verb, 食べます, to eat.
食べます. Like we mentioned before, all verbs end in ます in polite speech.
Yes. And also, no matter who you're talking about, the verb form doesn't change.
Good point. By that we mean this. In a lot of other languages, verbs change their form depending on who the subject is. Even in English, we would say, I eat, but he eats. It's a minor change, but it is there.
But in Japanese, it doesn't matter who the subject is. I, you, he, she, we, they. The verb stays 食べます.
Nice, isn't it? So Naomi, what is our pattern for making a sentence with a verb?
It's this. Person, wa, object, o, verb.
And that's three parts. Person plus wa, object plus o, and then the verb.
That's right.
Can we hear an example?
Sure. 私は肉を食べます。
I eat meat. Let's break it down.
私は
私 I plus wa
肉を
肉 meat plus を
食べます。
The verb meaning eat. So the sentence order in Japanese is I, meat, eat. The verb comes at the end. Can we hear the sentence one more time?
私は肉を食べます。
I eat meat. Listeners, please repeat after Naomi. I eat meat.
私は肉を食べます。
Great. How about another one using the same verb?
Okay. How about Taylor は寿司を食べます?
Taylor eats sushi. Let's break it down.
Taylor は
Taylor plus は
寿司を
Sushi plus を
食べます
Eats. Taylor eats sushi. So see how the verb doesn't change? It just stays the same no matter who we're talking about. 食べます Listeners, please repeat after Naomi. Taylor eats sushi.
テイラーは寿司を食べます。Okay, great. Let's have the listeners make a sentence on their own now.
Sounds good. What sentence should we have them make?
How about I eat pizza?
Great. How about some hints first? Our pattern once again, Naomi, is...
Person, wa, object, o, verb.
The person in this case is I, watashi. Pizza is pizza, and eat is tabemasu. Listeners, can you put that all together?
I'll get you started. Watashi wa?
All right, if you said...
私はピザを食べます。
Congratulations on putting that all together. One more time, please repeat.
私はピザを食べます。
Excellent. By the way, Naomi.
はい。
What do you eat if, say, there's a special occasion or something, like a special meal, like a birthday or something?
私はケーキを食べます。
Ah, so you eat cake.
Right.
Ah, sounds good.
How about you, Jessie?
It depends on the occasion. For a birthday, it'd be the same for me. 私はケーキを 食べます。But for, say, Thanksgiving, though, I could say this. 私はターキーを食べます。
Ah, that's nice.
Mm. Okay, listeners, in this lesson, we only used one verb, 食べます, in our examples. Of course, there are many more that can be used in this pattern. Where can they find more verbs, Naomi?
In the lesson notes, as always.
Yes, you'll find a nice chart with some basic everyday verbs, so check that out. You can add a lot of variety to your sentences.
Right.We'll also introduce another new verb in the next lesson.
So please join us then. Okay, well that's going to do it for this lesson.
Thanks for listening. Until next time.
じゃあまた。
あ、サラちゃん、お腹が空きましたか？テイラーさん、サラちゃんはバナナを食べますか？
はい、食べます。サラはバナナが大好きです。
そうですか。はい、サラちゃん、どうぞ。
テイラーさん、マトリーはバナナを食べますか？